Local sports is being brought to you today by Vision West and by First Bank. Panther wrestling from last weekend in a duel against Lander. Not much of a matchup as the Panthers won that duel against the Tigers 63-9. The Panthers got pins from Riley Bennett, Carson Olsen, Dallas Oliver, Colt Nicholson, Logan Warner, Trevor Feller, Michael Maddox, and Corey Linebaugh. As the Panthers in action again tonight, their final home match of the season when they take on Cody beginning at 6 p.m. Meanwhile, in the Hank Cabry Gym over the weekend, Gillette was in town as the Pronghorns. Pretty good program for both the men and the women. And on the men's side, Trappers hanging around in the first half, but it was a strong second half by Gillette where they at one time opened up a 21-point lead, and they beat the Trappers 90-74. Trappers trailed by 6 at the half, but the rebounding of Gillette too much for the Trappers as Northwest was out-rebounded 40-30, and a lot of second-chance points for the Pronghorns. Trappers once again were led by Kyle Brown as he had 25 points. They got 16 points from Josh Patino, and Max DeHaan chipped in with 13, the only players to hit in double figures. For the Trapper women, they were matched up against a much taller Gillette squad, and it showed with Gillette out-rebounding the Trappers 47-29. As Gillette College beat Northwest 64-47. It was a three-point game going into the second period, but Gillette opened up eventually a 19-point lead on the Lady Trappers. Northwest still trying to get some bench points. They really haven't been able to produce much as they ended up getting only 12 points off the bench. Trappers were led by Adela Smutna with 16 points. Sambaya Worrell held to 14 points, the only players in double figures. Next up for both Trapper teams, their final home games of the season coming up tomorrow night. It will be sophomore night, and for the Trappers, they'll match up against Central Wyoming College. Meanwhile, over at Powell High School, Panthers still moving, revising, and double-checking their schedules. As we told you yesterday, that the Panthers were going to add both Big Piney and Pinedale to their schedule coming up a week from this Saturday in Lander, as they have moved that schedule around a little bit. Plus, they're also planning on adding a couple games coming up tonight in Burlington, just sort of added to the schedule for the Panther basketball teams. We're back with more after this.